Local government leaders call on the state legislature to act on cleaning up the air. Nearly a dozen nonprofits working to end violence against women put on a dance show at the state capitol. And a group of same-sex couples in Salt Lake use Valentine's Day to bring attention to marriage equality. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Friday, February 15th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker joined Ogden Mayor Mike Caldwell at the state capitol Thursday in announcing their ideas on how government on both the local and state level can help improve air quality. The long list of proposed actions put forth by the two mayors starts with a call to individuals to do what they can to eliminate trips in the car. The list then calls for the state legislature to act by, among other things, increasing the gas tax and raising the limit that local cities are allowed to increase sales tax in order to fund public transit. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker says it is in everyone's best interest to act as soon as possible.
For a whole variety of reasons, whether it's our health, whether it's for economic reasons, whether it's for the quality of our life, we need to take more steps and better action than we've taken to date if we're going to address air quality.
Later, Governor Gary Herbert applauded the efforts of the mayors, but also pointed to the work the state's already been doing.
We've passed 22 different new laws and regulations just since last November. So this is current, but we are doing some remarkably good things. Can we do more? Yes.
Governor Herbert says he's not sure if raising the gas tax or increasing the local sales tax limit are good ideas, but he is willing to take a look at the idea and proposal on the issue. More than a dozen nonprofit groups working to end violence against women and girls gathered at the Utah State Capitol yesterday to bring focus to a harrowing United Nations statistic. That's 1 in 3 women in the world will be raped or beaten in their lifetime. The gathering was part of the 1 billion rising anti-violence movement led by Eve Ensler, author of The Vagina Monologues. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
1 billion rising is a call for women across the globe to drop what they're doing on February 14th and dance. Amberlee Phillips with the Salt Lake City YWCA joined dozens of those women outside the state capitol to distribute flyers with a list of 10 things they can do to stop the violence. The list encourages everyone to support local domestic violence shelters and legislation like the Federal Violence Against Women Act.
But also, you know, to promote peace in your life, to foster healthy relationships, to set limits, you know, to just not accept violence in your life. And if you know someone who is in trouble, to encourage them to get help.
Democratic Representative Brian King urged the crowd to show support for State House Bill 50, sponsored by House Minority Leader Representative Jennifer Selig. The bill extends protective orders to individuals in dating relationships. King told the crowd the bill has some opposition.
I think that's a problem. I think this is a great bill. Representative Selig has worked for years on it. I support that bill. I support her efforts, and I support you.
There were also gatherings on the campus of the University of Utah, Park City, Moab, and other areas of the state. HB 50 is expected to be considered on the House floor Friday. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Some Utah couples marked Valentine's Day with chocolate. Some even tied the knot. But some gay and lesbian couples in Salt Lake County chose the occasion to bring attention to the fact that they don't have the right to marry. Same-sex couples submitted applications for marriage licenses Thursday, knowing that they would be turned away. KUER's Andrea Smartern reports that even though the outcome was known, it was an emotional day for all involved.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. We would like to request a marriage license.
Okay. Susie Bleek and Tiffany Rose know very well that their marriage application will be rejected. But the couple, who are raising 6 children together, still find themselves tearing up as the worker at the Salt Lake County Clerk's Office explains that she can't accept the application and gently offers them a copy of the statute prohibiting same-sex couples from marrying in Utah.
I am sorry. You're going to make me happy.
Bleek says it stings that she and Rose cannot be recognized under the law.
It's just about love and commitment, and to be turned down for that and to not have the rights that everyone has, it's very disheartening, but at the same time I have a lot of hope for the movement that's happening today.
There are many tears as about a dozen more couples go through the same exercise. As they leave the office, they're greeted with hugs by family, clergy members, and community advocates. This is the first year that Utah is taking part in Marriage Equality USA's Day of Action. The organization's executive director, Brian Silva, traveled from New York to be in Utah for this day.
There are hundreds and thousands of Utahns that support the freedom to marry for same-sex couples. Sometimes we don't get to hear from them as often, but you know, I think that there's lots of places for work to be done, and Utah is one of them. But I think from the event today, we've shown it's maybe not as much work as we thought, that our friends, family, neighbors, our fellow congregants really do support us, even if we don't often get a chance to verbalize that.
Meanwhile, there are also several groups in Utah which have filed amicus briefs to the U.S. Supreme Court in defense of traditional marriage, including the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the Utah Attorney General. In March, the court will hear arguments in a case challenging the Defense of Marriage Act. As for Bleek and Rose, they're hopeful they will return someday and have their marriage application accepted.
Yes. We'll be back.
Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
The Governor's Office of Economic Development announced new tax incentives for three companies yesterday. One of them is doTERRA, a company that sells essential oils, plant extracts, through multi-level marketing. It's promised to bring 330 new jobs to the company headquarters in Pleasant Grove in product testing and development, customer support, and other positions. For that, it will get $16.6 million in tax credits over 10 years. The company started here in Utah, but Chris Conaby with the Governor's Office of Economic Development says there was some competition.
We ran the risk of losing the project to Kentucky. We felt really lucky that when Kentucky offered a $17.2 million incentive to the company, our office was able to engage them and keep them within the state.
The other incentives announced Thursday include $2 million for a capital access network to create 108 new jobs and $8.8 million for 1-800-CONTACTS to add more than 650 jobs.
Younger teenagers will get a say in child custody disputes between their parents under a bill that's passed both houses of the Utah legislature. Current law gives teens 16 and older a legal voice in custody issues. That would drop to 14 under Senate Bill 18. It passed the House on a 69-0 vote yesterday.
One of the suspects in the murders of three people at a home in Midvale has been captured. Lieutenant Justin Hoyle with the Unified Police say David Fresquez was arrested by South Salt Lake Police Wednesday night after the stolen truck that he was driving hit a parked car. He gave officers a false name, but they recognized him. Hoyle says Fresquez was not cooperative with the detectives who questioned him, and there's still somebody they're looking for.
We are looking for a second suspect that is involved in this. It's an adult male. We don't know who that individual is, and we're asking for the public's help in identifying this individual. If anybody knows who this person is, has information about this other suspect, we'd ask they contact the Unified Police Department.
The three people who died in the shooting Tuesday morning have been identified. They were Omar Jarman, who was 35, Shantae Nicole Young was 34, Danielle Beatrice Lucero was 26. The name of a fourth person who was wounded and taken to the hospital has not been released.
The Communications Workers of America Executive Board has authorized its negotiators to set a strike date, though a union spokesperson says nothing is imminent. CWA is negotiating a new contract with CenturyLink, which serves telephone and internet customers in 13 states. Sticking points include increased health care premiums and jobs offshoring. Utah's immigration enforcement law will be back in federal court this morning. Judge Clark Wadups told the state last year he wouldn't rule on the constitutionality of the Utah law until after the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in on Arizona's. In June, the High Court struck down several key provisions of the Arizona law, but upheld a section requiring police to check the status of people they suspect are in the country illegally. Utah's measure is one of several around the country patterned on the Arizona statute. And finally, the Navajo Nation is opening its new 132-bed jail in Tuba City, Arizona today. But the tribe doesn't have enough money to staff the jail properly, so there will only be a few inmates at first. The federal government provided $38 million to build the facility, while the Navajo tribal government came up with $20 million. The building will also house courts and rehabilitation facilities. And that is your KUER News Pod for Friday, February 15th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Gurman.